It is Today FM. Thank you to everybody who's reacting to Frisbee Gate. I got a good reaction. It's on Instagram at Allison Today FM. Basically, my daughter chucked a Frisbee into the top of the tree right before school yesterday. I was like, oh God. And then when I came home, I tried to get it out myself and I couldn't. And it was kind of embarrassing. Lenny said I should have just called the fire brigade. I'm sorry, my Frisbee is stuck up a tree. Anyway, we finally got it. Now, Ross Purcell is a busy, busy woman and she's one of my favorite people to follow online, hands down. She uses her platform for good. Impressive businesswoman as well. The hike life is something that she started a few years ago. And just on Tuesday, she wrote a piece for the Irish Times that went down really well. 32 great hikes around Ireland this summer. And she joins me now to tell us more about that. Roz, how are you?
I'm good, except for the fact I didn't have a great week as a hiker. I broke my leg. Not hiking now, but so I am actually going to be resting up for the next 6 weeks, which is very difficult.
Yes, I'm a mover.
And hiking is one of those things that kind of, some sort of meditation. I have hiking. So I don't know how I'm going to get on the next 6 weeks. And
you know what?
It was one of those things where when I broke my leg, all the doctors were like, oh, sure, look, it's probably a good time to do it because no one's going anywhere. And then the government has all surprised us about opening lockdown early. And I was like, wow, that's bad timing.
I know. It's your thing. It is your thing. And I know I was watching your stories when it happened and I felt so badly for you. And you'd already agreed to come on the show as well. So I was like, oh my God, I better check in to see if she can still do it. But, you had never broken anything before. And it was just a simple, freaky kind of accident. You were playing tennis and it wasn't even something strenuous, really, you were saying.
No, and you know what, it was just how I fell. I kind of was jumping backwards and also to the side. And, as I said, I train a lot. I do a lot of running. So it wasn't like I was out of form and just went back on the first day. And it was just how I fell, it was just really awkward fall. And I knew instantly, I was like, I've never broken a bone, but I think I've broken a bone. But that's life.
Are you all right with pain? How do you manage pain? Because I have, a paper cut sets me back a few weeks. Not good.
Yeah, my boyfriend was like, you're fine. Out of 10, what is it? And I was like, maybe 7 or 8. And he's like, you haven't broken a bone. So when I went to the hospital, they were like, are you on painkillers? I was like, no. And they're like, you need any? I was like, I'm fine. So I do think I have a bit of a high pain threshold, which in some ways is bad because I didn't really notice anything that was wrong for the first day. It took me to kind of go to the hospital. Here we are. I'm still up for talking about hiking. Even though I can't hike, I love getting other people out hiking.
It's a big inspiration, and hike life is something that you started with such a lovely goal in mind a few years ago. So just tell people a bit more about it if they don't know about it.
So the hike life grew out of, obviously, I've always been into hiking. I grew up in Tipperary on Stephen Mon Mountain, and I've always hiked. And I guess through social media, I was able to share that quite a lot. And I used to get lots of messages of people saying that they wanted to come hiking or they wanted to, go out with their friends, but they had no one to go with on a Sunday morning because their friends might have gone out the night before, or they were afraid to get lost.
Yeah,
so I really just started inviting people to come hiking with me. And obviously it kind of grew into this kind of hiking community. It's a free hiking community. And we've done, obviously COVID hasn't been great this year, but, we've done 30 or 40 hikes all over Ireland from the smallest hike to Cairn Two Hills. So it's been fantastic. It's been a great way for me to meet new people and create a network of qualified guides around Ireland.
That's it, isn't it, Roz? Because it is no one really wants to do it on their own, maybe necessarily, or if they do, they want to be equipped with the knowledge. And we have so many wonderful hikes in Ireland, but it's actually, I suppose, knowing what they are, where they are, the level of difficulty, and you've done all that legwork for people.
Well, you know what? I love it. I love being able to go on a hike and write up routes for people so that they feel comfortable going on the hike with a group of friends. And I think one of the biggest things for me is with the hike life, if I introduce someone to a hike and they learn the path, and I also have qualified guides with me that they can, learn a good bit about hiking and the responsibility of being a hiker and, all the, I think, things that come with it, like leave no trace, they'll always come back and do that hike again, and they'll bring someone else.
Yeah.
They'll come back and do it and bring someone else. So it's nice to kind of start that domino effect.
Totally. And let's face it, it's going to be an outdoor summer for everybody. And what do you think, before we get into your favorite ones, because that Irish Times piece was lovely and lots of people reacted to it as well on Tuesday. But what do people realistically, what do you need to hike comfortably? What are some of the things that people should have with them?
Well, I think, you know, if you're thinking about getting into hiking, now that the shops will be opening in a few weeks, it would be a good idea to try on some hiking boots. In Ireland, we're blessed with lovely trails, but unfortunately, they can get quite mucky and, you know, they can be difficult paths. And if you have hiking boots, that's going to make your life so much easier at a trail. It's going to make sure you're comfortable, you're not having soggy wet feet, or, you know, you're able to kind of have a bit more agility, you know, on the path. So I think hiking boots would be number one. Number two would be, Ireland, look, the weather's changing all the time. You go out and hike and you can eat four different types of weather in Ireland. So I think, you know, having a bag and being over-prepared. I think people can underestimate being over-prepared, even if you're going just for, you know, two and a half plus hour hike. I think some of us will just take a bottle of water, when in reality,
I don't even go to the shops without a bottle of water. I definitely would bring one on the hike.
You know, so like, I think it's one of the things we need to be a little bit over prepared, like always prepare for the worst. And I've done a lot of mountain skills training with all the qualified guys that I've met throughout my way. And I think one big thing I've learned from that is preparing for a hike. Whether that's checking the weather before you leave, telling someone the route you're going to take, looking up the route you're going to take to make sure you're comfortable and confident doing it, making sure it's going to suit your fitness ability, and then packing to be prepared. So there is a lot that goes into being prepared for a hike and making sure a hike is going to be something that you can achieve, you're going to get up there safely and enjoy. So don't disregard that. And, you know, like, there's obviously going to be hikes around Ireland that are going to be very busy hikes that you can just kind of go off and have some fun on. And, you know, you don't have to overthink too much. But, you know, as someone who promotes hiking, I think it's really important to mention, let's make sure that, you know, when we're going out, we know that we are prepared.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. Now, you wrote for the Irish Times 32, basically, to cover all the counties. I wanted to get from you some of your favorite ones, maybe by area, so like your favorite kind of one in Leinster, Ulster, etc., and Connacht. So tell me about some of your favorite ones.
So let's start in Munster, because obviously I'm from Munster, from Tipperary. So you know what? Oh, there's so many fantastic ones down there. I'm going to give you two. So Cumshigan is probably one of my favorite hikes in Ireland. It's Cumshigan Horseshoe Lake in Waterford. It's kind of just on the border of Tip and Waterford, so it's very close to my house at home, and we grew up doing it, and it's one I do again and again. It's probably the hike I've done the most in Ireland. It's a fantastic walk. You can make it easier or harder. You can just walk up to the lake, which you have beautiful views, and that's going to be 45 minutes up, or you can do the full Horseshoe Lake, which I think in total takes about 3.5 hours, and that'll be obviously for advanced hikers. So it's one of those ones where that even if you're going with your family, you know, some people could go to the lake, have a picnic by the lake while you're able to do the big Horseshoe Loop and meet you back around. So that's probably one I would really recommend people doing. Obviously, different levels apply, so do look up, because the Horseshoe Ridge is one of those ones that you want to make sure you're doing on a good day and you have good fitness levels and you have all the right equipment for it.
Absolutely.
And then, obviously, you can't really talk about Munster without mentioning Carrick and Cloonagh. I know it's Ireland's highest peak, so I feel like a lot of people, when they hear that, they go, it's such an obvious choice, but there's so many different paths up Carrick and Cloonagh. And the one I would love to highlight is O'Shea's Gully. And
I'm writing these down.
For the very first time, I would recommend getting a guided tour with Kerry Climbing. They're the people I always use when I go down there with groups. They're absolutely fantastic. And aside from just showing you the way up, you have so much fun with them. They teach you so much about the history and geology of the area, which is all the part of hiking. So going up through Brother O'Shea's Gully and coming down the zigzag, I think a lot of people, when they do Carrick Tool, they go up the Devil's Ladder, which is the most direct route. But I would have to say it's probably the least funnest route, because you're just literally on the ladder. So I think going up a new route up Carrick Tool, and obviously if you're feeling more brave, you could do Howling Ridge up Carrick Tool as well, which is a bit more kind of rock climbing-esque for the really advanced, experienced hikers.
I like that.
Munster.
Yeah, okay, go for it. So what about Leinster now?
Leinster, so I'm going to be a little bit basic here, and I think a lot of people are going to be like, oh my God, this is very obvious, but I do have to say the Spink Glenelow Valley Walk, it's probably one of the most popular, but it is probably the most popular for lots of reasons. There's lots of great parking there, there's fantastic views. I do feel that Loop Walk, which is a 9 kilometre loop walk from the Upper Car Park, is one of the most fantastic views. It's a moderate hike, it's not that hard, it's well trafficked, it's well kind of rooted out, that you're not going to get lost, that it's an ideal one for anyone who kind of wants to start hiking. Obviously my biggest tip there would be go on off-peak times, go very early in the morning or midweek.
Lovely.
There are some other beautiful hikes along in Wicklow that, you know, aren't that well, you know, popularized yet, like, you know, Tom McGee.
Wicklow is beautiful, though. There's so many routes there. There's so many routes.
Everyone who's been in lockdown in County Wicklow, I'm very jealous of you.
I know.
You literally have your choice of hikes. So
absolutely.
I would have to say, a little bit basic over the sink, but because it's obviously so popular, but it is one of those ones that does tick all the boxes.
Yeah.
And moving over to Connacht,
yes.
Obviously, Connemara National Park is phenomenal. There's so many different hikes in there, and I'm going to go with one that is moderate enough. It's well marked, so anyone who's beginner who's listening to this, it's family friendly hike, which would be Diamond Hill on a good day.
Oh,
obviously.
Very good.
And
I know that
I've done it on a great day, and I've done it on a miserable wet and foggy day, and it was two very different experiences. So it's well marked out.
But that's the thing, Roz, as well. The thing is, like, people with families obviously are looking for something that is suitable for all sort of levels as well. Roz, I think it's just, you're so impressive. And like I feel comfort when I look at your social media channels, whether it be for food and whether it does, you know, for hike life. I think it's really inspirational. I think you've used it for such good and definitely inspire people to get out there. So the Hike Life has its separate channel to you, isn't it?
Yes. So on Instagram, it's at the Hike Life, and I share lots of different photo step-by-step routes,
yeah,
of lots
I love
of walks,
it.
Which is kind of nice and easy for people to follow. And also we do lots of different top five hikes in different counties and different areas around Ireland.
It's so fantastic.
We give you lots of inspiration.
Thank you so much for taking time to talk to
you.
Us this morning, despite your leg. And I really wish you well and hopefully speedy recovery as well.
Thanks, Alison.
Thanks, Roz. Thank you.
Bye.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis.